Associated Reader Fusion presents Out of Step. Is it wrong to be out of step? Dan Fossen goes out to challenge people who hold odd views about life. Are these people just cranks, or are they one step ahead of us?
Throughout history, people who have had unusual powers which the rest of society could not understand have either been hailed as saints or branded as the devil. The people out of step this week are witches.
It's a bit of a shock to realize that witches don't just belong to the past. There are many witches in the world today, even in this country. And we have come to Castletown in the Isle of Man to meet a self-confessed practicing witch. Which witch? Well, you'll meet the witch later. But before that, to get a bit of the background of witchcraft, I spoke to a remarkable 92-year-old woman, Dr. Margaret Murray, who is probably the leading authority on witchcraft in the world today.
Dr. Murray, have you ever met a witch yourself?
I've seen a witch. I didn't meet her. She was a farmer's wife, and I saw her on the road, and I passed close by her and had a good look. And I thought she was one of the most disagreeable people I'd ever seen.
Now, what sort of powers did she have?
Well, she claimed to be able to, she was credited, I don't know whether she claimed it, she was credited with being able to kill the animals, the farm animals. And the other farmers' wives were terrified of her.
And do you believe that she did in fact have special power?
No, I don't think she did. But I think she made the other people believe that she could. And it's a paying thing to be a witch of the kind, you know, because you get presents in order not to use your power.
Would you say that all witchcraft is in fact trickery then?
Well, that kind of witchcraft certainly is.
I believe that you do get letters, don't you, from people who think they are under spells.
Yes, and I have had several, and I always tell them that if they think they're bewitched, they will be bewitched. If they will stand against it, they won't be bewitched. I tell them to have courage and not to be bewitched.
Do many people join witches' covens today?
Well, there are a certain number of young people that do, and I think it's largely because they think it's rather daring. And adventurous. Young people are always out for something daring and different. But I think it is really that they prefer to be called a member of the witch coven rather than a member of a nudist colony. It's more romantic.
You certainly wouldn't advise anyone to join them, would you?
Well, I don't know how well it might lead to. I think they're a little inclined to play with powers and fire that they don't understand.
Did the witches ever do any good?
Oh, yes. They were the healers. They were the doctors. And because there were no other doctors. And the women were also the midwives in the villages. And of course, as doctors, they had to know about herbs. And there's one person in England that knows more about poisons than anybody else. It's the doctor. He has to.
Then witchcraft has been as much an influence for the good as for the bad.
I certainly think it was. And when it's at its best, it was certainly for the good. And now it's dead, you can hardly say.
Now, one thing I've always been slightly terrified of myself is the idea of a wax image and sticking pins into it.
Well, according to what I can find out is this. People made wax images and stuck pins into them. And that had no effect on the victim. Then they went to something worse. And you very often find that it was poison that they used. That was the case with our James I, when the witches tried to get rid of him. They made a wax image and destroyed it. They also did a conjuring with cats, and that had no effect. And then they reverted to poison.
And now to meet the witch, Dr. Gerald Gardner, who lives in a ruined mill among a collection of eerie relics of witchcraft.
Professor Gardner, how many witches are there today?
Well, about 400, I should think. I know well over 100 myself, and I know of others that I don't know personally.
And do these people worship the devil?
No, good Lord, no. They've got their own gods. Their own gods are very nice gods. They're the old gods of Britain.
And you ask me to believe that you are a witch yourself?
Yes. Oh. I've been properly initiated, brought into a circle in the proper way.
And do you ask me to believe that you've got any special powers?
No, I personally haven't. But in a team, working as witches in a team, we can produce results.
But can you give me any example of these results that you claim?
Well, here I've got... It's a wax image that was made 11 months ago, last November, precisely. A man was doing a very clever bit of blackmail, attempting to get some property. And the lawyers had fought him for 2 years, and they had given up. They said, you better let it go, because we can't fight against him, he's too strong. And so the man wouldn't. He said it cost him £3,000, he wouldn't give it up, so he went to a witch. And the witch reckoned it was a bad thing, and so she made this image. And witches are not allowed to harm anybody, but they can sometimes stop people harming others. So she bound him up so he couldn't move in the matter, and pinned his lips together so he couldn't speak in the matter. And within 2 days afterwards, his lawyer wrote to him and said, our client's been ill and insists on renouncing all claims and insists on signing documents to that effect, and we'll send them to you as soon as they've been stamped.
Now, if your victims know what the witches want to make them do, surely then it's simply a case of suggestion.
But they never know about it. They never know it's been done.
You do genuinely believe that these witches have special powers?
I do believe they are working as a team. You see, understand, I know what they're doing. I mustn't tell, of course, that's the witch's secret. But I certainly believe, knowing what they do, that this does work.
Now, Dr. Gardner, to be frank, surely one reason for the secrecy today is because Covens are an excuse for sexual orgies.
Oh, that's nonsense. You see, they've got a very good religion of their own, and they work a little magic if they want to. But of course, most of it is just they have a little dinner and a dance.
Well, what do you dress in when you dance?
The traditional witch's costume.
Which is what?
The skin.
In the nude?
In the nude, yes, exactly.
Well, I would have thought that partly answered my question.
Well, it really doesn't, you know. If you ever go to a nudist club or anything like that, it's perfectly normal. Nobody thinks anything about it.
Well, isn't that one reason why witchcraft in this country today is kept so secret, so undercover?
Of course it is, yes. Partly. The persecution would make a tremendous thing of that. But, of course, it's the most ordinary and natural thing. And nobody does anything that you wouldn't do at any ordinary times.
You can honestly say that witchcraft does no harm.
No, I think it's absolutely no harm at all.
And what do you think will be the future of it?
It may die out. It's such a good thing, it's such a pity it should die. I think it will continue, in secret.
Well, can you give me any indication of why it is a good thing?
If people get such peace and joy and contentment from belonging to it.
Perhaps the last great witch in history was Aleister Crowley, known as the Beast, who openly practiced black magic and sexual debauchery. Louis Wilkinson was not a disciple, but Crowley once called him his closest friend, and he was his executor.
Mr. Wilkinson, you knew Crowley extremely well. Did he, in fact, have any special powers?
Well, that's a difficult question, rather, for me to answer, because I knew him, you see, much more as a companion, as a friend, and a wit and a humorist. He was extraordinarily entertaining, and he was a poet too, and we had a great deal in common in literary interests. But if you say, did he really have any magical powers, I should say that it was rarely the power of suggestion. He had hypnotic force of an extraordinary kind. You could see it in his eyes. And I have known examples of the power of this particular magnetic force. I remember one in New York, a young man who was a disciple of his. And Curly and I had been dining in a New York restaurant, and he'd been dining there too, rather further back, and he passed our table going out. And Crowley said his name in a loud, commanding voice. Morton. He said, Morton, I saw your astral last night. It was very ragged, very ragged round the edges. And the young man turned pale. I've seldom seen anyone, you hear of it in novels, but he did literally turn pale and walked out evidently very, very ill at ease. You see, Crowley loved the exercise of power, but I think nearly all the magical performances attributed to him were rarely due to suggestion. I mean, I was his executor, you see, and attended his funeral, his cremation, in the under-denominational chapel at Brighton. And I read, according to his instructions from his obsequies, his hymn to Pan. And certain members of the congregation were so much moved that they cried aloud, "Eo Pan, Eo Pan!" And they were perpetually repeating, you know, his the words which he always began and ended his letter, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, and love is the will, love unto law." There were cries, you see, from the audience. It really became quite like a meeting of ceremonial magic or something of that kind.
Crowley today is now, of course, referred to as one of the most wicked men of his time, known as the Great Beast. Was he a really evil man?
Well, he was a great leg puller. You always have to remember that. I'd never say he was a really evil man. I don't know, of course, for certainty. I know various discreditable things are charged against him, but I do remember quite well that on one occasion he was asked about black magic, and in bated breath his questioner said, "But Mr. Crowley, isn't there some terrible thing connected with these rites? I mean, I hope you've never had anything to do with that sacrifice of children, of children." So Crowley looked very grave. He said, "Well, madam, only the most beautiful and the noblest born."
A case can be made that throughout history there has never been a witch or magician who possessed any special power beyond the rest of us. The witchcraft has always been suggestion and nothing more, though often helped by a mumbo-jumbo ritual of drums and forms of hypnosis. If the other person believes strongly enough, he accepts the suggestion to a point where he genuinely thinks the witch has magic. And from the earliest days of witchcraft, mass frenzy has been induced by drums and hypnosis. And watching the most up-to-date frenzy of all, these cats certainly seem to be bewitched.
Out of Step was an Associated Reader Fusion production.